Welcome back to podcast Time Times.
We're
I don't
here.
Know what episode it is.
I don't. Should I check?
Maybe. But it's been a while and we're back
Little
after
intro.
school and sports and school. We're back.
So much school.
Better than ever.
Maybe.
Yeah. Finally
Wait.
Finished APs. Keep, you know what I'm saying?
Keep introing. I need to find the.
Okay. Anyway, we'll figure out what episode. We have a couple announcements. Da, 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 da.
Oh, wow.
I'll just
17.
Start with run up to 17. All right.
That's far. I feel like I don't remember filming that many.
It's June, and last time we did one thing was February, March, and we left off on the second to last episode of WandaVision. So we're going to finish that up and give our thoughts.
It was 3 months ago.
Yeah. So we have a lot of thoughts, clearly. We have a lot of episodes, a lot of things we've watched over the course of that time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of things to catch up on. Yeah. So we are going to maybe move the podcast to in person if we find a good room and like we can get our mics and everything. Yeah, it is in gallery. I didn't mess it up. I know. Yeah, we're gonna maybe move because like, you know, COVID's like dying, you know, it's like a good time. Like we initially did Zoom, I feel like, just for like convenience kind of. Yeah, but like now, you know, we have the time to like drive to each other's houses or wherever we're going to put the room. And like, I think it's just going to be better if we move it. And then we also are considering changing the name because like, you know, we just came up with that in like 5 minutes.
Yeah,
actually less. Honestly, I was just like, what's the name? And then you spat something out and I wrote that. So,
and it worked because we just want something to talk about. But now, you know, move it more official. Who knows? Maybe we'll make merch because merch is fun. Because
merch is great. And it's free, I guess. I didn't know that was a thing.
Kind of is, but not really. Yeah. Yeah.
But we don't get money, so.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway. All right. So that's it. And we'll continue having guests and just DM us or message us if you want to be on it. Because
yeah, Instagram, TikTok. We'll plug it at the end of the video, probably.
Yeah. We're going to blow up again.
This is probably going to be a short one, just covering WandaVision.
Yeah. Okay. So this is just an episode review still and kind of the show as a whole. And even though there's been time off, that's almost like a positive because we've had more time to sit with it, more thoughts. And
I hate it more.
Yeah, it's not a bad show by any means. It's not. It's still MCU. But before we even get into anything or any specifics about the episode, because I know there's been a lot said about it. Now a lot of people love it. Some people didn't like it at all. It's fine. But we talk about this all the time. And before I get into it, just like Marvel has made movies and this was their first series. And we're going to do Falcon Winter Soldier soon, but both of these shows so far, it feels like they've taken a movie and they've gone bah, 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 and they've just split it up into segments. And the issue with this finale is it just feels like the final battle of a movie. And there's just no satisfaction. It's just like one thing after another thrown at you for like 40 minutes. So, yeah.
Oh, it's late now. yeah, I agree. I think they just haven't done a show before. I mean, I guess if you count like the other Marvel shows on Netflix, but those aren't really like MCU.
Yeah.
Well, they are, but also aren't, you know, like, whatever. It's another topic. But yeah, they just haven't done an official show before. And I feel like they didn't really know what they were doing. And you could kind of tell they started off, I feel like WandaVision started off pretty strong, like with the mystery aspect. And like, you didn't really know what was happening. Mm-hmm. It was kind of interesting to see like the end game told from like a different perspective and just like all these things. And then by the end it kind of just like it resorted to like the classic MCU formula.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was just like bad villain with similar powers fights a hero, and it was just like there was no depth, I feel like.
That was the issue with it, is the pull of the show was that like the intrigue and the mystery behind it. And Ethan said it when he said the buildup and the journey was better than the payoff. And he was right. Cause the whole, like we talked about this in the other episodes, and the whole idea behind the show and what makes it good is, you know, the payoff, like that, how satisfying the answers are to it are what make the show good. And people were saying, oh, you set unrealistic expectations, da, 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 and that's what made it bad. No, like we set expectations based off the questions you raised. And when you don't deliver with a good answer, it affects how we perceive the show, you know?
Yeah, it's just, it's hard because, like, I don't know. It's like, if Marvel wants to follow their formula, they're going to make a good movie. Like, it's not, or like a good show, I guess, in this case. Like, it's not going to be bad most of the time. It's going to be pretty all right. But like, it just feels like all the movies that are like pretty average, they always like, I feel like they start off strong, but the end they kind of die just because they like, it's just always like, it's, they have the same powers. And it's like, there's no depth to the villain. I guess Agatha kind of did, but like not, yeah, I mean, not sure. I don't know.
No.
And it's just like Hulk or Incredible Hulk. I mean, that movie's bad, but you know, Iron Man, Thor, that also bad, whatever, you know, but like, I just feel like they didn't know how to write an ending to the show, and it just, it really showed by the end. And like, the more I think about the ending, it's like, that's the only part I remember now. And it's like, I don't like the show. I do, but it's like less. The rest
just isn't as memorable. Like, if you rewatch, all you're going to have in your mind is like the answer to each thing. And like, this was the one show, I'll give it credit. Like, I liked WandaVision more than Falcon Winter Soldier, just because like every week was like, you would anticipate the next release because you wanted answers to your questions and But now that we know them, it's just not as like interesting.
Can we talk about how accurate we were?
I rewatched our like episode reviews of each one, and oh my, like we hit almost everything. We barely hit it. Like it is actually really scary how accurate we were with a lot of it.
Just and insane.
I'm not trying to brag because I already have. We were so good with the Mephisto stuff because as each episode came on, they're like, it's Mephisto. And it's come to the point where now, like, Loki came out 2 days ago from the filming of this. They had to come out and say Mephisto won't be in this, because in that Loki episode, they showed the devil. They knew people were
going to go. Yeah, they do. Like, I saw that scene. I was like, oh no.
I don't know. Not praising us, but man, we are the best.
Yeah. Yeah, we were just like spot on with everything, pretty much.
We said people, I don't know if it's the comics or like the layoff of the MCU for a year and a half, but people get so excited with all this stuff, and we look at it with the realistic like lens. And I don't know,
MCU fans are like really gone crazy. They're just excited. Like over. Like,
not toxic.
They're not. It's just like, well, I mean, Falcon Winter Soldier, we'll talk about toxic, but like,
oh my gosh, yeah, that was bad.
I don't even know how that happened. No, but yeah, we'll talk about an episode when we actually film it. But yeah, they're just like crazed. Like, they're like, I don't know what's happening. Like, I don't remember this kind of hype around the movies.
No, like, there wasn't.
They were like excited, but it wasn't this.
It was a different type of excitement. This is just like craziness. But I mean, you'll notice with this finale, a lot of what we're talking about is like the grand scheme of things as a whole, because there's just not that much to talk about for the actual finale. Like, all that happened is like that. The best part was the setup, how they set up Monica and the Skrulls for another project, Wanda for Doctor Strange 2, and White Vision's just off in somewhere. But like, He's the power broker. No, the actual episode just doesn't like hold that much. And Ralph Boner was. Whatever, I don't
know. That was funny. I'm just glad that they wrote off the chance of a multiverse with just a penis joke. That was hilarious.
It's like, why? Like, if you're a writer, you're just thinking, oh, we're gonna fool these fans, right? Like, you're just diabolical. Like, what is the point of that other than like pleasing yourself?
Like, yeah, that was the one thing that we were probably wrong about. I think we all figured that he was gonna be a connection somehow to the X-Men universe, because like, why wouldn't it be? Like, I feel like. Yeah, but yeah, dude, but whatever.
What does Evan Peters think of that? They called him back and they're like, yeah, you're just going to fake being the character you've been for so long.
Yeah, I don't even know. It's weird. Kind of weird.
I don't know. We'll talk about more. Like, we keep going to talk about more in Falcon Winter Soldier, but it's because these shows have parallels with their structure. It's just like, finally, we've seen episode one of Loki. And I don't want to jinx it because I don't want this to happen again. But the hopeful thing is they're setting up something that looks intriguing. And that's kind of what WandaVision did at the start, but they're making it look like it's going to have more of an impact, and it won't be as like beat for beat as a movie. So
yeah, and I feel like the one thing, at least like you were worried about, and I guess like, oh, I kind of was too, like, well, Loki coming back. I just want to touch on Loki, because like the first episode was good, but I feel like he can't, like, right? Like, he has to die.
Yeah.
Like, the way they set it up, it's like he cannot, you know, but I don't know. We'll see.
You're coming.
Cameron. Cameron, what are your thoughts on White Vision?
He's not black.
That's true.
Wow. That's fucking cool. Anyway. I don't think he'll come back. Yeah, I don't know. We'll talk about that more in the look.
Yeah,
it's the same thing as like Vision, because I thought he wouldn't come back. I thought he'd do one and done.
Yeah,
and made it like that. Now he's floating around somewhere we don't know. So
yeah, and I just feel like there's just so many like holes in the finale. Like ignoring the fact like that the whole thing is like a 30-minute fight scene. Like I don't know if this is like a normal thing, because I know we were confused about it, and like other people that we know were confused about it, but like I haven't seen it talked about in social media. But like, where is Agatha? I'm so confused,
because she was like dead. The pitch meeting like actually made me think about it, where she's literally just trapped in that world, but now that world got like extinguished.
Yeah, I'm so confused.
Just dead, I guess.
Like, yeah,
and I don't really understand still what they were setting up with, like, her being a witch from the Salem Witch Trials and Wanda being the Scarlet Witch.
I think they're just, like, making a comic book connection and finally, like, giving her, because I don't think she was called by the Scarlet Witch. Yeah, she wasn't until, like, that point. So I guess it was just, like, a reference. I don't know. Yeah, and then there's the whole thing with them dying, but then also probably coming back. It's like,
yeah.
What? And then there's Hayward, and he is. Oof.
Oh my god!
I just want to say that from the beginning, I was like, Sword is probably maybe bad, and then we saw Hayward go like was weird in like the episode before. That was like the recap kind of like how Wanda did everything.
Yeah.
And he was off. Like it was just like he was like egging her on kind of.
Yeah,
and then he tried shooting kids.
Yeah,
wow.
That is so unlike Marvel, though. Like, not only was he like we've seen characters that are written, they're just evil. He wasn't evil. He was normal, and then just all of a sudden, he's just like horrible person. I don't know. Like, he's bad, yes, but like, I don't know who you're rooting for, because people were like pulling for Wanda, and they're big fans. But why? She's like clearly.
Yeah, I know. It's like such a villain. They try to write off what she did. Like, yeah. I don't. There was like that one scene where all the people in the town were like, oh, please free us, whatever. And she's like, yeah. No, you're fine. I was like, what?
So they're clearly trying to tell you like what she's doing is wrong, but then like.
And then Monica's like, no, they'll never understand.
Yeah, but then she's like, well, then she goes runs away.
I don't.
It's just the show didn't like know what it wanted to be. It just kind of went back on itself too much.
And just, like White Vision just runs, like goes away. I thought he was coming back for the episode, and I just forgot he was ever there because he just left.
Oh, I forgot. That was my favorite part, is his battle with Vision. Like,
only good awful. Part of the finale. Yeah.
Good, just because that was the draw of the show, is like the knowledge part, not the smart part, whatever.
Yeah, I like that part. And then it was... That was it.
The room thing, like, what does that even mean? Like, that wasn't really a setup thing. They're like, oh, only the witch who uses her runes, and she like makes runes around them. Like, what does that mean?
Well, it was just like, WandaVision. I mean, not WandaVision. Agatha, just like runes, and then Wanda used that.
I guess
it was just like, I don't know,
like it was a random callback, it felt like, because I felt like it was just like they made it sound like it was a major theme throughout it, but I was like, no.
Yeah, I don't know, it was good,
because when Captain Marvel did that type of thing where she like stands up for herself and they show her flashbacks throughout her whole youth, at least that was
that movie.
No, I know, but at least that was a theme throughout the movie, or yeah, throughout the movie. There was no theme throughout the show. Like, her character defining moment was being like, oh, look at me, I'm in my rune cave. I don't know.
It was good. It was her learning how to become the Scarlet Witch.
So, as a whole, like, what is, like, how do you even continue that into Doctor Strange 2? Like, what is Wanda even going to be? I don't understand.
Evil? Is she the villain? Who? I don't know. Like, I Could feel like be, she's going to do everything in her power to get her kids back. You know?
So they're I not even like real.
Well.
Actually, maybe they are. Because Hayward shot at them. I actually don't know, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm definitely not offended by the show, and I don't like hate it, but it don't know.
But then, like, there's, like, the whole thing with Marvel saying, like, you don't need to watch these. Like, what? You
definitely do, that. No, I feel like. That's weird, because at the same time, like, look at Falcon Winter Soldier. You clearly do need to watch that.
It's like they've introduced, like, five new characters in each show that are going to be, like, important. And it's like, what do you mean? Like, there's going to be white, like, you're just going to accept that White Vision there with no... okay.
It would be super awesome if they just flashed back every movie to these shows and just showed, like...
No, that'd be great.
That'd be awesome.
I hope.
Yeah.
I don't know. I forgot to time this episode, so I don't know where we're at, but it's probably around, like, 10 minutes.
I think it's around 15 or so.
I just don't know what to say, because it was just... There's not that much to analyze in this episode. It's literally them just shooting CGI at each other, so...
Yeah, it is. And as far as, like, making guesses for the future, there's not much to say other than that they're going to be in future projects.
Monica. Well, the theory that Monica and Evan Peters was going to be in a X-Men, that's out the window. I don't know what she's going to do. And then White Vision is somewhere. In a shed or a house. There's like 10 of her or something. It's weird.
The issue with this, I don't know if we're being too hard or critical, but Marvel will keep doing this. Like, Danny said this, and he was kind of right to some extent. He's like, not that they're getting lazy. He didn't phrase it like that, but he's like, they know they can just put out anything and the fans will. And he's right. Like, literally, look at the, like, reception from this series. Like, everyone loved it. People wanted a season 2 for some, like, look at how much people loved it. Like, why would they not keep cranking out stuff like this? They're not lazy, but, yeah, I don't know.
Okay, it's not like they didn't put effort into the show. I just don't think they know what they're doing. And for a first try for a Marvel show, I feel like it wasn't bad.
No, for sure.
I think it was a good, solid foundation. And, like, I guess they didn't really have time to learn from it for Falcon Winter Soldier, because that was pretty much, I think it was done filming at that point, right? I would assume.
Yeah, they had, like, a couple episodes. And they're trying to say, like, oh, we didn't get to put our, like, entire...
I don't know.
But no, they were pretty much done.
Yeah. And so I just feel like maybe in future shows, they'll, like, learn from their mistakes. Hopefully. Hopefully in Loki. I don't know. Loki, I just feel like they can't mess it up. The premise of the show is so good. Like, I'm excited. Yeah. Like, this is, like, I was excited for WandaVision. But, like, this one, I'm, like, genuinely excited for.
Yeah.
Falcon Winter Soldier is just, like, I knew it was already going to happen. Like, it wasn't, you're trying to predict anything. Like, it was kind of obvious.
And, like, especially with WandaVision, we could do, like, episodic, like, reviews for each one, because there was stuff to, like, talk about and hypothesize for the future.
Yeah,
Falcon Winter Soldier, even if we were podcasting.
I literally don't remember what happens in, like, each individual. Like, I remember the plots.
I know what you're talking about. Even with Loki, though, like, I don't know if we're going to be, like, maybe, but I don't know.
Yeah.
That's the props I have for
Falcon Winter Soldier literally feels like two movies. Just like that's all. Yep. Like, it's just like two, just like what big thing. It's okay. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what to say. It's,
do we end this one here and then begin a new one for Falcon Winter Soldier, or do we just?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know what else to talk about. For WandaVision, it's like there's not really predictions we can make. We pretty much covered everything in the episode that we could, and, like, as a series as a whole, like, I feel like it was good. Not great, like, pretty average. I feel like,
I think it's better than Falcon Winter Soldier. It's definitely close. I don't know.
They're, like, close, because, like, I was gonna say Falcon Winter Soldier is better, but the finale was kind of weak.
I see a trend.
So yeah, I don't know. It's, they're pretty even.
Yeah,
WandaVision definitely had the potential to be better. I don't. Falcon Winter Soldier didn't really, because it was like, it was just going to be an action show. Like,
yeah, Falcon Winter Soldier.
Should we
end Falcon Winter Soldier so we're talking about it.
I think we should end it. Like, just
okay. Well, let's end.
Okay. Wait. I'm gonna plug and everything.
Get a jacket.
If you enjoyed the episode, go follow us on Instagram at Podcast Time Times. Maybe that'll change soon. If it does, we'll let you know as soon as possible, like, what we change the name to, whatever. And then TikTok is the same at podcast time, or at podcast_time_times. for Instagram and TikTok. And yeah, subscribe if you like this episode. You want to see more? We're probably going to talk about more Marvel stuff. We're going to talk about Avatar stuff. We're going to talk about
the Star Wars stuff.
Well, maybe
we have to.
I'm kidding. We will, but like, I don't want to. Then we have to get Danny on the episode, and it's like, yeah.
You know, we should get
Thomas too. Yeah. We should just get two just completely different. And Bramer. Bramer's just in the middle, but
can
like,
can we just not talk close. That one? Can we just invite people to just sit there in silence and watch?
I would like to see Thomas and Danny argue about whether the prequels or the sequels are better.
It'd be violent.
And we can, yeah, it would. Oh, whew.
Yeah. All right,
Thomas, if you're watching this, you should come on the podcast.
Yeah,
and fight Danny. Okay, I think that's it. So yeah, subscribe, like the video, follow Instagram, TikTok. Yeah, we're gonna change the name, maybe be in person, let you know. Okay, say bye.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. How do I stop?